You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 802 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you hang out with us here. Do you like that the Texans only signed four guys?
That was a little strange.
It is a little strange that they're going experienced middle-of-the-road guys as opposed to young middle-of-the-road guys.
That's fine. I mean, there's a reason for it, so I don't get... I usually am used to seeing 8 to 10 players, and I saw four. But I guess it's four they really liked, and they're not wasting their money on guys who they know aren't going to make the team.
So they signed wide receiver. What do you know about Damon Hazelton?
I know them all. Yeah. Damon Hazelton, I pull up my notes up for you. He's a big receiver. He came over from Virginia Tech.
Came over to Missouri.
He didn't play as well at Missouri as Virginia Tech. He fights for the ball in the air. I actually thought Damon Hazelton, I actually was fairly impressed with him on tape at Virginia Tech. I thought he could be a late draftable pick based on the tape. And then at Missouri, it just wasn't that good at Missouri. But, I liked his. I think that's a pretty good pick here, just real quick.
Well, they needed some more big guys.
I just said, Hazelton has the size and wingspan that will immediately garner attention from evaluators. His Missouri tape wasn't bad, but he didn't look like the same guy who played at VTech. He can win jump balls and has catch radius and leaping ability, but has the strength and length to help create separation in the red zone. He's not sudden or fast, and so he'll have to get used to wearing man coverage, but he has some skill in getting past press. So, to me, a lesser version and a not as fast version of Nico Collins.
Okay.
And who was the other one?
Marlon Williams, Central Florida wide receiver.
So I expected Marlon to get drafted. Central Florida had two players who were – they had three wide receivers, two that were drafted, and Marlon did not get drafted. But where is Marlon Williams? Here he is. This is what I said about Marlon Williams. I gave him a grade that was a low end, like, 6th, 7th. I said his 2020 production's eye-catching, averaging close to 130 yards per game. He's not sudden, but he's also not a plotting mover in space. He uses his hands and feet to work free of press, has feel for finding the soft spots. Williams uses his size to create separation. You'll notice that's a theme at the top of the route, but he doesn't have the burst out of his break to keep the window open for long. He's more big slot than outside threat, and teams may be discouraged by his body catching and inability to consistently secure the throw. So this is one, as I'm reading out loud, this is a concern that just popped up. N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers, two big, strong non-separators, were drafted by New England under Nick Caserio's watch. Houston gets Nico Collins, who is a non-separator, but he's big, strong, and he has speed down the field. But it's build-up speed. It's not instant acceleration. It takes time. Damon Hazelton, Marlon Williams, two undrafted free agents. Big, strong, they don't separate, but they can win contested catches. There's five receivers I threw at you that Nick Caserio has been involved in drafting. And that's not the model. That's not the NFL model. Like, when you look at DeAndre Hopkins, he has the ability to get late separation, and he's a pretty good route runner in terms of creating small windows for his quarterbacks. And you don't want to make a living at trying to have a guy who has to win all the contested
catches. DeAndre, though, half his routes, he's got a guy hanging on him as he wins 50-50 balls.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to make a living winning 50-50 balls all the time. But it is a great trait to have. Yeah. So I like that Nick Caserio is looking at guys like that, but I wonder if he is too dependent upon that and not.
Well, you would think he saw N'Keal Harry and said, man, we got to get away from that. Oh, but when you look at this roster, though, I am not opposed to them getting big wide receivers.
No, I'm not at all. And I actually like those guys fine for size.
Yeah.
I think Hazelton may have a better chance than Marlon Williams, but no, I don't mind it. And you look at the back end of the roster with their wide receivers. We'll see. We'll see if Isaiah Coulter. Obviously, this is the second year. Isaiah Coulter needs to pop a little bit this year from Rhode Island. He needs to show a little something.
Is he from Connecticut, Rhode Island?
I want to say he was Rhode Island.
But who did Jack Easterby bring in? He brought in Coulter. That was a Jack Easterby pick.
Jack Easterby's not allowed to do football stuff.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, Isaiah played at Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
And I had a higher grade on
Ryan McCollum and Carson Green.
Carson Green, right tackle for A&M. I was told he had some injury reject stuff. That's why he wasn't going to be drafted. So I'm not sure what the injury stuff is on him. He can play tackle. He can play guard. There are some people that actually like him as a potential make it player on a roster. With Ryan McCollum, I thought he fought hard. He was a center. He's a kind of plays tough. Ryan McCollum strikes me as a guy. I think Carson Green has some physical limitations that might prevent him from making a team. Ryan McCollum strikes me as a guy that in the right situation, he might be able to find a home at some point with the team as a center guard. So I didn't think either one of those. I actually liked all four of their undrafted free agent signings. I think they can be competitive.
All possibly practice squad guys.
Yeah, yeah, because offensive linemen land there and wide receivers land there. Yeah, so potential. I only think one of those big receivers would be a practice squad guy. But if you look at how few undrafted free agents that Texans signed, they've really left a wide open spot for players. Like Isaiah Coulter could end up on a practice squad. He could get cut and end up on a practice squad, even though he was drafted previously. If he's not played a certain amount, and plus I think the rules are going to be permanently changed for some players. So, which is good. I think you should be able to stash some veterans on practice squad.
Yeah.
Give them a chance. You can always pull them off. A team can pull anyone off your practice squad.
Just a couple of years now in, so he can absolutely go on a practice squad. And I don't know that anybody's got to pluck Isaiah Coulter from what they've seen. I've got to have me some Isaiah Coulter right away.
I mean, it's on you if you don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, you got to worry about that somebody will come and pluck him away, but pluck away, whoever you are. Just pluck.
Pluck, pluck,
pluck. Keep plucking yourself, whatever.
You don't seem too fearful of that scenario.
No, I'm not. I mean,
where Texans lose one of their gems.
A gem? Yeah. A gem is kind of a different word.
Well, it's a word.
Yeah, yeah, gem is not exactly. I've never heard that quite. The application for Isaiah Coulter.
He's unearthed. He's an unearthed gem.
Okay. Yeah, he has been unearthed. Have you seen him earthed?
I don't know what
he is. I've never seen him earthed.
I don't know what he is. Is he a receiver? What does he do?
No one knows. Lorenzo, let's get him in here. Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I appreciate you taking the call. First, quick question. Do you think Kyle Pitts' comment on J.C. Horn pushed him up, especially going in the same division? Do you think it pushed him up, him being the toughest cover that he had?
Whose comment?
Kyle Pitts said J.C. Horn was the toughest cover.
Yeah, So it's funny. It's funny you asked that question because I didn't realize he said that. When we did our draft grade stuff for NFL Network that was on Sunday, when they came up and I saw that the Carolina Panthers had drafted J.C. Horn, what immediately popped in my mind is the best matchup, some of the best, most competitive tape I saw this year was Kyle Pitts versus J.C. Horn. And I immediately thought, man, Pitts goes to the Falcons, J.C. Horn to Carolina. That makes some sense. Now, yeah, you don't know what – you draft J.C. Horn because you need that player, and you didn't – honestly, you don't know who the Falcons are going to draft. But at some point, yeah, that's a good point, Lorenzo. I think that at some point there was probably a conversation in Carolina's building where they said, man, if the Falcons go Kyle Pitts, you know, it's really hard to match up with him. You got to have the right kind of guy. And when we were watching J.C. Horn, we loved his tape, and we thought he was really competitive against Kyle Pitts. We think he can drag him all over the field. It wouldn't shock me at all if that's one of the reasons that they took a look at that.
Yeah. No.
Not at all.
Especially if you saw him on tape, just, hey, he's doing a hell of a job against Kyle Pitts. If it's going to be Surtain or him.
Well, they both would have seen Kyle Pitts. One in the title game, the SEC title game, so I don't know.
How much was Surtain on Pitts, though? I don't know.
I don't know how that worked out, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. So my second question is, first of all, death to the Panthers, death to the Cats, to the Broncos. Never want to hear about them again. But for a team that has a bunch of linebackers, a plethora of linebackers, is it as easy as they say, claimed it is, to go from linebacker to safety, transition some of those linebackers to safety? Like they were saying, Jabril Cox should need to lose 30 pounds. That's a lot of weight. And Jabril Cox is not a fat dude. So I'm just seeing what you guys know as far as the history. How easy is it to transition those linebackers to potential safety?
It's almost never done. But Jabril also played safety some at Michigan too.
It's easier to go from safety to linebacker.
Everybody will tell you move forward. Yeah. You don't move back. Yeah, right. You go from safety to linebacker. You go from
linebacker to
Divine Diablo. I saw Keanu Neal, who the Cowboys signed. They're moving him to linebacker from safety and with the Falcons. Divine Diablo. He is a safety from Virginia Tech. He was drafted to be a linebacker. So I asked Steve Keim about that with Hassan Reddick. He went from being an outside linebacker, a pass rusher basically at Temple, and they tried to draft him and make him an off the ball linebacker. And kind of said, I know he's struggling after the first 2 years. He said, you know, it's not easy to take a guy and move him backwards. He said, it's one thing to move a player forward, like
only
Isaiah
from corner
Simmons.
To safety.
Well, he said, like Isaiah Simmons, you can move him safety to linebacker, you know, move him forward. But when you took Hassan Reddick and moved him from pass rusher to off the ball linebacker and you move him backwards, he said, that's a different world when you move guys backwards. So Jabril Peppers had some background as a safety. I don't know. And he may be playing box safety or robber someplace that, where you're not asking him to flip his hips and cover as much. So, you know, we'll see. You don't typically, it's almost unheard of. Brian Urlacher was a safety, moved to linebacker. It's almost unheard of to move linebacker to safety. That's pretty much unheard of. And the Jabril Peppers things is just because he had played some hybrid. A lot of college players play that star or joker role where they play in a slot like a cornerback. Like Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, played kind of a safety corner hybrid, slot corner hybrid. Well, that's kind of what Jabril Peppers was, is a linebacker safety hybrid. So you can't have him as a standard safety.
Well, is Lonnie Johnson going to be unleashed as a corner or as a safety?
It's a great question. I think when they let him off the chain or let him off the leash, whatever his terminology was, I think they're going to do it as a corner, is my guess. Lovey will go corner because I think that's why they didn't do that. Now, AJ and Fred brought this up. Did you hear that the Texans traded up prematurely, or I guess they thought they were going to get Nate Hobbs, a cornerback out of Illinois who Lovey had at Illinois, and they got scooped up by the Raiders? Probably because the Raiders said, hey, we didn't want corner, and look who's right behind us, Lovey Smith. Let's get him right here. And so the Texans got jacked. And so that's when they drafted Garrett Wall.
Oh, Garrett Wall.
Which felt like about a round early.
So they made a trade before, but they didn't go high enough?
Let me check and see what the Texans did. That may be accurate. That's why you don't trade until it's time.
Let's do it on the other side. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we will unleash that. We'll unleash ourselves on that on the other side. But right now, Lance, unleash everybody on the Rockets.
I'll unleash everybody on you, the 50-point scorer, that would be Kevin Porter. Listen, I'm trying to get you guys to that game for Cinco de Mayo. It's tomorrow. It's the big party. And you can get tickets. You want to get tickets two. You want to get tickets four. Don't be trying to throw one of these odd numbers at them. But they want to get you to the game for as low as $30. And they're going to throw in an H-Town Blue Margarita as well as a quesadilla for you and your buddies, you and your family, you and your friends. This is your great chance to go have a fun time. You can get out afterwards and do whatever you want to do. You can go do it before, but just know they got a quesadilla waiting for you. They got a blue margarita, an H-Town blue margarita, and they got a basketball game for you for just starting at $30. So if you want to check out this great package and a great way to go experience a Cinco de Mayo party in a very safe atmosphere, in a very secure atmosphere, go to rockets.com. That's rockets.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
818 ESPN 97.5. So I guess what we found was that the Texans did move up to 170, but it was before their pick was up. And oops.
Yeah, if we are correct, the Raiders stayed put. It's not like the Raiders traded up in front of the Texans. The Raiders made their pick, but the Texans had already agreed to a trade, and allegedly the Raiders took Nate Hobbs a couple picks before the Texans, which is not the way you generally do things, trading up before you're even on, before your trade partner is even on the clock. You usually wait to make sure your guy is there, and then you make the trade.
I hope that's not the case too. What kind of information do we have that's?
Well, we'd have to know the timing. Did the Texans have a trade in place well before the Raiders made their pick, and that was announced?
Not only that, we'd have to know. Yeah, we'd have to know.
And we have to know they wanted Nate Hobbs.
That they wanted Nate Hobbs. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I guess there's a lot that goes into this, but. If that is the case, that's just poorly, poorly done by our team, which I can't believe that our team would make a mistake like that.
It's out of character for them.
It is out of character for them to make a mistake of that sort. So I'm not believing that. I don't know where.
I don't know where that information comes from. Where did that come from, Lance?
The Blitz. They don't have bad information.
We're supposed to believe them?
They don't have bad information.
So we're supposed to believe the Texans did something no one really does, is make the trade before they knew their guy was going to be available?
Doesn't seem like that'd be an intelligent move.
Mm-mm.
I don't believe it.
To get in position to do something and have everyone go, huh, why'd they do that? That's weird.
But the Raiders didn't even trade up. At least, look what I'm finding. They stayed at their spot.
That's what I'm saying. Hobbs. No, exactly. That's why you wait. That's why you go and... Well, you can't say you go in front of the Raiders, but that's why you wait until it's time that you can get on the clock immediately.
Yeah, so you're telling me a team who is owned by this guy would allow that to happen?
Hmm.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe that either, especially since it was three picks before this.
Let's say.
It was 23rd when the Texans weren't drafted until the 26th pick. It was the 167th pick.
And I'm supposed to just trust the Blitz on this?
Yeah, I'm supposed to.
Say that again.
It was three picks that Hobbs was picked before the Texans.
Right. That's my point. You don't move up and just wait it out for a guy to get there.
Well, no, I can't believe that. That's crazy. I believe that they waited. They saw. They wanted Garrett. Garrett Wallow is a smart football player. I don't know if you heard.
I'll have to see where.
What's the timing on this? Because
I'll have to see who reported this. Maybe it was Aaron Wilson.
Hold on. Was announced before the pick was made.
When was the timing?
I didn't say they're lying.
The Blitz don't lie.
Maybe they're just not correct because
the Blitz is never incorrect.
Get AJ on the show. Somebody call AJ. AJ, listen. Y'all call
AJ. I just
AJ.
Don't believe this.
Let
because
me give you his number. It's 713
Garrett Wallow 780-3776.
Illinois cover corner Nate Hobbs, 6'195", who played for Texans defense coordinator Lovie Smith, delivered impressive workout. Blah blah blah. Will Hobbs play for Lovie Smith again? Question mark. That was in March 17th. Aaron Wilson said that. I talked to Aaron yesterday for the first time. He's hanging in. Pretty tough spot for him. He was very contrite when I talked to him. I don't want to get too far into it. It was a private conversation, but anyway, he was let go for comments he made on an interview in Boston, WEEI, yeah. I guess, about the Deshaun situation. I don't know. I don't know where they are getting that from. I'll see where AJ, hopefully we'll get AJ to tell us where he saw that. Because they saw it. Somebody reported that. I would never ever trade up and just wait for a few spots. Like, you trade into the pick when you're ready to make the pick. You don't trade up and just sit there. There's no reason. That's
right. Because you don't know.
You could get that.
And when did they do it? How long? Because it was a ways before, because it was three picks ahead of them that their guy was picked.
Right, and they could tell you, and the Texans are going to tell you. Well, they won't tell you. Nick will say something that doesn't really have a meaning.
Doesn't make any sense.
But what they would argue with you is that we had five players we liked there, so it didn't matter. So what if we didn't get Nate Hobbs? We like Garrett Wallow just as much. And what can you say to that? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. You wouldn't know. It's once again, I just don't feel like the Texans handled this draft very effectively. It lacked direction to me. It lacked a purpose and a consistency of process. Like,
I'm looking at the timing. I'm just going by tweets. Aaron Wilson announced the trade at 1:48 p.m.
Okay.
The Texans officially announced the pick at 2:17.
Ooh.
I got to look for a report of when the pick was made, because the pick was made at 2 o'clock or 2:17. That means they traded up well before.
Was this...
For what? Why do you... But you don't do that.
2:48, that's 29 seconds. Was there a half hour in between picks?
No, that's not how it works in that round, or any round, actually.
No. It goes fairly quick once you get to the fifth.
No.
It's five. You get 5 minutes.
Know that they, you sure that you don't know that they didn't change the rules before that?
No, because I was...
But a half hour could be 6 picks. I mean, 5 minutes per pick. It usually goes faster, but...
6 picks ahead of where you were, you made a trade?
I'm telling you, the Texans treated this draft, I swear to you, they treated it like somebody who was in their first draft just trying to get a feel for it. Nick Caserio did not handle this draft like somebody who has been in the war room over 20 times with Bill Belichick. That doesn't... Well, even though Bill does kind of weird stuff... It was just not a draft that was from a guy that you would consider a veteran GM. That this draft was not a draft by a veteran GM, which is very puzzling, because if anything, I thought this would be a strong suit. Maybe it will, but it really doesn't appear to be. They didn't do much with this draft. They really didn't.
I'm not seeing anything that suggests that this pick was made at the same time the trade was made.
No, it wasn't.
It all appears that the trade was made and then they made a pick minutes later.
Several minutes later. Which would have been several picks later.
Yeah, which means they traded into a spot not knowing who
would
be available.
Because that's a five-minute window, right? Is that a five-minute window in between picks?
I think so.
Yeah, 5 minutes. And sometimes it goes
two to four. Yeah, right.
Or maybe the Texans are very bright and they knew that the team at 171 was definitely going to pick Wallow unless they want it.
Well, like I said, I mean... They'll tell you they had a group of, maybe they did. There's a group of 5 guys here we have in the same tier. We'll just take any one of them. It's just unusual. I don't understand why you would do that. Just wait it out. When you're ready, make that pick.
Well, yeah, when you're ready, make that trade.
You agree to it.
Hey, we're going to make this trade. If our guy is there, we want to trade with you. Okay. All right. And then when it comes to your pick, okay, is that good? We'll make that trade when it comes to us.
Exactly.
If our guy is there, if our guy isn't there, then we're not going to make
the trade.
Off.
That's generally.
But then
how
they might say, "Well, we got somebody else that wants a pick, so we're going to go with them."
But we see every team. It's when the other team is on the clock. Oh, a trade has been announced. Mm-hmm. It's never this scenario,
right?
But I don't believe that is for Nate Hobbs, because the Texans would never make a mistake like that. I don't believe the trade up was for a guy who the Raiders just stood in place and took. The Texans would never do something so silly. Their process is always sound. I mean, the GM got hired because of a prayer at the owner's house. The process is always sound.
8:26 stop, all right? Why do you have to be sarcastic every single time you talk about the Texans? Why is it every single time you talk about the Texans you have to be sarcastic?
And you got to know, if they're in a position they're taking Malik Willis, because he's at liberty. He was at liberty, so you have to take him.
We found our quarterback.
Malik Willis.
Yeah.
If they're in a position to take him. Liberty.
Are you sure a Malik is really what we're looking for?
What do you mean?
Deshaun, you're fine.
No, well, yeah. But how did that work out?
Jack didn't draft the Deshaun.
Okay.
Huh? McNair did.
How did that work out?
Not Cal.
It worked out good for a few years. Until he got hot.
Until you paid him, and then now.
Until it got a little itchy. This towel itches.
No, I'm hot.
I'm hot.
It was two itchy, of them. Itchy and hot were two different
Maybe
ones.
Maybe he needs a better quality of towel.
What's
this? I got news for you. It could have been the most baby soft, lightweight, aerated towel in the world.
Breathable,
and it was
going to
be itchy and hot.
No.
What do you mean?
Off it comes.
I need a swab. I don't need an entire.
Oh, Deshaun, I wish we didn't have to joke.
Oh, but we do. Here's what I'm not joking about, Chastain Ford, okay? It's no joke what they're doing over at Chastain Ford. Matter of fact, my nephew texted me yesterday, and he said, hey, what dealership in the city? I got to get my F-150 worked on. It's not even arguable. The best It's not even arguable. The best service, the best people, the best of everything at Chastang Ford. And they've got to get rid of these. Listen, the new Ford inventory, the F-150s, the Super Duty F-250s, the chassis cab, the F-450s, they've got them in stock right now. The EcoSport. If you're looking for the EcoSport right now, you can get it with $1,000 down and $199 a month. It is the perfect starter car. The Expeditions and Explorers, the 2020s, they got up to $15,000 off on these things because they got to get them off the lot. They want all the 2020, and they're brand new cars, people, and they're excellent. Now, the 2021 F-150 is the best, nicest vehicle I've ever seen, and I've driven it at Chastang Ford, and I got to tell you, if you're looking for that car or truck, this is the place to get it, and this is the truck to get. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, please, you see one place, and that's Chastang Ford. You will love doing business with them at Chastang Ford. No dealer add-ons ever at Chastang Ford. It's all on ChastangFord.com or 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 831 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here to hang with us, you're more than welcome to do that. Astros and Yankees tonight. That's the lead story in the city of Houston. Enough with this. I mean,
yeah.
I think the Davis Mills pick has already worked out. Everybody's down with it, and everybody's happy about it. Everybody's thrilled. So I think that we can put that to rest now. All the compliments that we've been giving the Texans about making this pick.
I do appreciate there's always little nuggets being pulled from the Texans draft that going into it, we didn't expect very much. They didn't have any picks. Now we found out, first you get your quarterback of the future. That's great. You get a uber athletic tight end. And you also decided to trade up way before you should have for a linebacker that'll be with you for the next, I don't know, 12 months.
Perfect draft.
Yeah.
Perfect draft. Okay. So flawlessly executed. Everything was done. Congratulations by your Houston Texans. I will say this. We'll see how this Davis Mills thing works out. Let's see. Let's let that play out.
Yeah, as long as he plays.
Yeah, but if he doesn't play this year,
yeah, well,
good Lord. The dumbest thing.
Well, once again, he did have, there was a medical flag on him on
the
shoulder.
Yeah, with the knee.
No, his shoulder.
And his knee, too. He's got two knee operations.
I was telling you, I was told he could fall a little bit because of a medical.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep an eye on. You're drafting a quarterback with a medical flag.
Yeah.
Well, the knees are a known thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they're an impact right now. I think they're an injury. I don't know if they flagged right now. You can have an ACL tear and come back 100%.
Yeah.
It's not flagged anymore. You take note of it. This, I heard, was a flag, a medical flag.
Did the NFL know? Obviously, the NFL did, but draft media didn't know about Owusu Koramoa's heart condition, apparently. That's
no,
why he dropped.
No, I never knew about that. And that's obviously that's one of those things that causes you to drop. I never heard anybody, DJ didn't have it that I knew of, because we talked about some injury flags, and I don't know. I think that one was kept quiet. Teams obviously had it. But that's an example of, if it would have been flagged in February, then there would have been. So my buddy Rodney Williams, who is the agent for Milton Williams and Bobby Brown, well, he was an agent for his brother, Michael Lewis, who was a safety years ago for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Out of Colorado.
Yeah. And Michael had, what is the heartbeat? The rapid heartbeat or whatever. He had something like that. And so he was flagged. So he had to go to Mayo Clinic, and they did whatever they needed to do and took a look at it. And it was cleared. Everything was fine. But it was flagged at the combine. And so then I think I can say this. The Eagles tried to use it to bully Rodney, who was in his first negotiation. Since then, he's had Quiz Rogers. He's had a lot of guys. But Rodney also, little known fact, he was the guy who negotiated Vince Young's contract, original contract. When everyone was worried about Major, like, how's Major going to do this contract? He doesn't know. Well, it's because Rodney did it and did a good job with it, because he did all the research. And that was before it was slotted. But anyway, Rod basically had to deal with Philadelphia and Howie Roseman, or Joe Banner maybe it was, trying to bully him on draft day, saying, look, if we don't take him here, word's going to get out that maybe that heart's causing him to slip. Who knows how far down the draft world he'll go. So Rodney ended up, you know, I think throwing an extra deal on it, because that's before it was the four-year deal. So he did an extra deal on the contract. It was Rodney's first negotiation, but it's an example of, A, how teams will take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're playing for keeps now. But it's also an advantage of how you can have a heart issue. Michael Lewis made a Pro Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. Never had an issue. I think he won a Super Bowl. Maybe just played in one. Didn't win one, just played in one. Never had an issue with his heart or anything like that. But it was flagged. This year, when it gets flagged in April, too bad. We don't have enough time to get this figured out. So we just have to drop you. So I think Owusu-Koramoah in any other draft, and starting next year, will be the case. Back when it's back to normal, you get flagged in February, you get it taken care of, or you get the answers for the teams, and you won't see some of these players fall. Tevin Jenkins had a little medical check that some people wanted to pass on. So, you know, that's why he fell out of the first round. One of the reasons.
It's funny just listening to people who, you know, cover the draft for a living, or actually on the day of the draft have to talk about these players or do podcasts afterwards talking about how, well, the Browns just got great value. I can't believe this guy fell. Because you never know.
No.
You never know what the teams know. And
yep,
and,
you don't.
And then you can, I can't believe this team passed on him. And then you find
there's got to be a reason for certain guys falling.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't heard anything on Owusu-Koramoah, which made me suspicious. They can't not see him as a good player. Like, you have to see him in a better light than Jason Owe, who's a physical freak but had no sacks and is very raw, and he went in the first round. Like, how could you not see Owusu-Koramoah? There had to be something at play, but even after the draft, I never heard anything about it. So,
what did you hear about Rashad Weaver?
I didn't hear anything. I wasn't digging around. I'll tell that story, Dell. The Titans of all teams.
Do I have to tell the story?
Yeah.
Her first pick last year was Isaiah Wilson.
Yeah, I don't want John telling the story.
First pick this year is Caleb Farley. Different issues, medical, not, you know, being a guy who doesn't really love football like Isaiah Wilson, who's starting a music career, by the way. And Rashad Weaver, their fourth round pick. No one knew, and most importantly, the Titans didn't know since they made the selection. He was arrested at least for an incident where he hit a woman in the days leading up to the draft. I think it was maybe the 18th or something, so a week plus before the draft. No one knew about it. The Titans selected him, and now they have to deal with it.
So apparently she was lying on the ground, and people said she threw a drink on Rashad Weaver,
mm-hmm.
and afterwards she was lying on the ground. The police said, though, she didn't look like she
had been hit in the head.
It was she had been hit in the head, like she claimed. And she can't claim she spilled the drink on Weaver. So there are differing stories here, but character doesn't seem to be a concern in Tennessee.
Well, they didn't know, supposedly.
Yeah, right.
Paul Kaharsky said they didn't know.
This happened
in April. April. This happened a couple weeks
ago. April 18th.
Yeah. His whole thing was, how did the Tennessee Titans not know when another team knew? One reason might be because of the situation we're in now, with maybe there's less contact. I don't know. I just know they had Isaiah Wilson, who was a complete and utter, I'd say, the one of the worst busts in history in the first round. I mean, when you think about how bad he was kicked out of COVID parties. Like, parties in the middle of COVID, and he almost jumped off of a house to get away from, instead of just saying, yeah, here I am at a college that I didn't even go to at a fraternity party, and here, just take, I'm here. You weren't going to be arrested. You weren't, yeah. Like, why are you hiding from Tennessee? You're going to jump off of a house? Clearly you weren't hiding anything else once you got cut from him and you signed with the Miami Dolphins. He signed with the Miami Dolphins, and on a day when he was supposed to be working out, the conditions for signing him was, look, big dog, what you did at Tennessee, that's not going to cut it. We got to have you working, and we want you at these workouts. Yes, sir, I'll be there. Shows up 2 hours late for his onboarding process just to get his paperwork done. And then on one day where he's supposed to be at a practice, at a workout, he's not there, but he's posting videos of him doing vape pens and dancing on top of cars at like laundromats. And they said, we're going to have to cut this guy.
It doesn't seem like he's committed.
I don't feel like football's a priority to him.
It doesn't feel that way. Well, we'll see what happens with Rashad.
By the way, he's been in trouble since then, too.
Yeah, Rashad Weaver's agent, as you might imagine, categorically denies the allegations.
Who's his agent?
I'm getting his attorney. Mr. Dennis M. Blackwell, Esquire. I don't know who his agent is. His attorney categorically denies the allegations. Completely false and reckless, he says the allegations are.
Yeah, of course, the agent.
Yeah, or this is the lawyer.
The agent,
I don't know who
never agent. Met a crime. An agent never met a crime in his life.
I want to correct myself again. Not his agent, his attorney. Same deal.
Oh, is it same thing?
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. No question.
Hey, he didn't do anything. Sir, your client is Jeffrey Dahmer.
He didn't do it.
Prove it.
I understand. So there were bodies found in the freezer.
And you can find remnants of them in his teeth.
Like everybody doesn't have bodies in their body parts in their freezer.
Are we judging people for what they keep in their fridge now?
Yeah. Is that what we're doing here?
Yes. So when they're human beings, yes.
Oh, goodness. My client never did anything. And all those women are lying. Okay. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, the number to hang up. More NFL news to talk about on the other side
about
right
this
here.
Guy?
Who
wants to talk about the draft?
You want?
Oh my gosh!
Should we have Gilbert?
This has never happened before. Yes, take Gilbert with the
draft.
Well,
let's see.
Call.
I want to hear what Gilbert thinks about the draft. Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
How you doing, Gilbert?
What did you think about the draft?
Are you feeling healthy today? Did you get the blood sugar numbers taken care of? Yes or no?
Yeah, I've been taken care of anyway.
Yeah, your diabetes is better. You're better now. You're cured.
I'm not saying it. I'm your business anyway.
Whoa.
What are you concerned about my sugar anyway, you know?
Stop talking about his sugar levels.
Well, none of your business.
You
brought
because
it up
you
last
said
time.
Last
I want you to,
time.
Because I care. I want you to
Why
be healthy.
Why you keep checking up on his sugars?
Yeah. No, but Gilbert,
Why
I want
you sugar
you to be,
watching?
I want you to be healthy, Gilbert. You said you weren't feeling good.
Yeah, I got to exercise some more anyway. It's been raining out here in my house, you know.
Yeah.
All right. I would hope you check up on my sugar levels if I needed it.
What?
Lance, I got something to ask you.
Yeah.
I saw you on TV yesterday anyway.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I have a big crush on Colleen Wolf. You know, she's my favorite newscaster over there on the NFL Network.
Can I just tell you that Colleen Wolf is one of the nicest people and one of the coolest women that I met in this entire industry. She is awesome.
Can you get him
you
a
would,
He's
no,
got a, Gilbert's and, got a crush on
and
her.
And because of that, I cannot help you do anything
Can
here.
You get him a Colleen Wolf mug?
Yeah. Gilbert, what about a mug?
Do you have a request? Do I need to know about a request?
I want to know from Colleen Wolf. I said she's pretty on TV anyway.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, that's All fair. Right. That's
and,
fair.
And
you're
and
right.
You,
yeah.
And you. Hey.
Uh-oh.
And you, Lance, you should put some makeup on, you know.
Did he say me or her?
You.
Hey, wait, say it.
No, you.
Say it again, Gilbert.
You need to put makeup on there when you're on TV anyway, you know.
Well,
there you go.
You're right. Actually, when I'm on TV, usually they do put makeup on. But, yeah, I was a little pasty. You know, the lighting's good, but I don't have makeup on. Ian Rappaport and all those other guys at NFL Network, they put makeup on.
Yeah.
I didn't have any. You're right about that, Gilbert. You're actually right about that. You're pretty safe. This is a very lucid Gilbert
John,
today.
You wore makeup when you had that when you did the Astro game?
Yeah, of course I wore makeup. Yeah, I don't want to look pasty like Lance.
Pasty ass Lance.
Pasty ass. Trash ass
Lance. Gilbert, how'd you know I needed to wear makeup? How'd you know that men wear makeup
blind.
On TV?
He knows.
Everybody wear makeup. Even Joe Osteen wear makeup.
Yeah, that's true.
So Lance, put some on. You look
so. What did you think?
You look terrible.
So Colleen
on TV.
Wolf. So you're a yes on Colleen Wolf.
Yeah,
you're a Colleen Wolf fan.
What?
I said you're a Colleen.
What about her?
Is that real?
Yes.
Was that? Are you a Colleen Wolf fan?
I'm a Colleen Wolf fan anyway. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, Lance, do me a favor.
Yeah.
How about you see your next time? Send a picture and autograph it to me, Gilbert from Colleen.
That's
Wolf.
It.
Wait, hold on.
That made me real happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
you want to make
so
Gilbert happy
time,
or not?
Next time I see Colleen Wolf, I get a picture of Colleen Wolf.
Autographed
to Gilbert. So tell me again. I'm going to take this and I'm going to send it to Colleen Wolf. Tell me exactly what you want.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
Don't tell me exactly what you want. Just repeat what you said earlier.
Well,
about
he just
a
told you.
I know. I want to have it clear so I can take the sound button.
Okay.
And
say, tell him what you want, Gilbert.
Okay. Ask Colleen. You're going to be talking directly to Colleen right now.
Ask her.
Yeah. Colleen Wolf, I want a picture with Gilbert. Thank you, Gilbert. So, Colleen Wolf, thank you for watching us on NFL Network anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she might give me a cap or something like that anyway, you know.
Kick in a little
but
extra
you smile. Never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You know what I mean by that, you know?
Gilbert.
No, no. No, I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean
what?
By that?
What? You might send me you want a picture of that phone, one that phone.
All right.
Okay, well. Yeah. And one more thing.
Why'd you say you never know?
John Granato.
You know.
What? What, Gilbert?
You there, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. See you next week at Channel Garden. Keep those things going flying. Bye.
Oh. He just, that's his version of the tornado dab.
And one more thing, Gil. One more thing, John Granato. I'll see you next week
in China.
I'm going to tell you what. That was
keep
one of Gilbert's best calls in 2 years. It was clear.
I don't know.
It was concise.
Better than him admitting.
Good and your good are different. I'm saying he sounded healthy. He wasn't, you know, he sounded better. He sounded lucent. Your good is
when he goes.
Makes you uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. My good is when he alludes to, you know, doing stuff in the 70s and 80s and wondering why prostitution or suggesting that prostitution was legal back then.
Yeah,
legal. That's my good. Your whole, you're too, this whole, I like Colleen Wolf thing. No, I need the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Well, he did say, you never know what can happen, where he said, yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
That's where I was
got
a little
ask,
nervous.
What's he going to do with that?
All right, 8:46 ESPN 97.
Does he want a headshot or like a full
body headshot?
Picture?
No, whatever.
See if you can cut just that audio. I'm going to send it to Colleen because she'll probably send him a picture. But
why
here's
do
the thing:
you want to involve her and get Gilbert.
Gilbert's
world.
That's what makes me
I'm
a little
sure
nervous.
You don't want to
yeah, but she's far away. First of all, she's a Philly girl, so she can take care of herself.
But she doesn't have an office number.
Tell her, do not.
No, there's no office number.
Yeah, good.
And she got Twitter.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think Gilbert. There's no chance.
We don't need
on
that.
Twitter.
What we need is insurance. That's what we need.
Can you imagine the direct messages he would send?
No.
How many a day? Millions. And that's how much can be saved by TGS insurance. Millions. I mean, not in 1 year. If you aggregate over the entire time that you have your home and you compare it against one of the worst companies you can have. But they have saved thousands. I've seen the highest I ever saw was they saved one of our listeners, I think Scott in Deer Park, over $3,000 in a single year. The average savings is $900, which is still tremendous. And what you'll find is that a lot of companies out there, a lot of insurance companies, once they get you in, the first year is a good deal. But after that, the rates go up and up and up. And they take advantage of the fact that most people will just sit it out with the same company. They don't shop rates. That's where we step in for you. And when I say we, I mean I consider TGS Insurance to be part of me. I speak for them because I use their product and it's great. You text the word money to 232323. Within seconds, they're going to have a firm quote for you on an A-rated or with an A-rated insurance company, homeowners insurance. So make sure that you stop throwing away your money and you get with a company like TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Some stuff we haven't gotten to. Did you guys happen to see Russ's game?
Oh, my God. 21-24. 21 points, no big deal.
No.
What?
21 rebounds and 24 assists.
Oh, that was rebounds.
Rebounds. Yes.
Russ is doing well, you know what's happening? Okay.
10-20-20 is what he went.
I want to bring this
There's
up.
There's only been three times in history. 21 boards, 24 assists.
Let's talk about this for a second because this gets to a conversation that we had before the show started with Dell. The NBA right now, if you watch, and it really doesn't matter which game you watch, a few games will be a little trickier, but if you watch most NBA games right now, most NBA games, the level of competitiveness is extraordinarily low. For all the talk about Jordan played against plumbers and all that stupid stuff, that was a time in basketball where guys would physically manhandle you, and when you were going up against a great player, no one wanted to get embarrassed by another player. There were very defined roles. A point played a point, a shooting guard played a shooting guard, a small forward played a small forward, and so on. And you did not want to be personally embarrassed by the guy across from you. It mattered to you. It is crazy. Watching basketball right now, the level of give up and quit and non-competitiveness is astonishing. And what you have right now, these Russell numbers, the other day it really started to materialize or come together where I thought, you know why Russell's doing this? Because he tries hard every second of every game. Yes. And when you're playing against guys who are half-assing it because all they want is their bag and to get out of the building, they don't care this year. As Dell said, they've punted on the season. I don't even know if that's this season.
I think they just don't care nearly as much.
I don't think they do care nearly as much. Then when a guy balls out 100 miles an hour every second of every game, this is the result.
So he's averaging this year 21, 11.2, and 11. 21.9, 11.2, and 11.0. Now triple-doubles, average. This will be his third or fourth time that he's going to average a triple-double. Third time, I think. Now it's like, well, whatever. You know, Oscar Robertson, they did it. He did it every year, but that was Oscar Robertson and hadn't been done since then. And now Russ is doing it every year, and it's, oh, well. But he had 14, 21, and 24. And the Wizards are a team that actually are the teams that they're beating. Well, it was 154 to 141 last night.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of anything being played.
154 to 141. That's an all-star game.
In a regulation game.
Yeah. That's an all-star game. That's ridiculous. Somebody put up a fight. Washington is 30 and 35, and they're actually in the play-in right
now. They'll be in. They've distanced themselves from Chicago. Now, Toronto. Toronto's. Yeah. Now, Chicago gets LaVine back, but Chicago's out of it. Now, if you're Washington, what you're trying to do is get one home play-in game. And I think there may be either a game or a half game behind Indiana.
Half game behind Indiana.
And it helped that they beat Indiana last night. I don't know who owns that season series, but it's not just a fight for the play-in. It's a fight to try to get a home game. So if you're Washington, you'll keep pushing the rest of the way because you want to play a home game that first one.
Washington's won 8 of their last 10.
Yeah, I mean, they've played well. They're a team that's trying, and that certainly helps your cause in this season. And they have they have Bradley Beal, great player. And you have Russ, who is always going to be in his bag and on one. And if he's going to try hard, you're going to have a real shot. And they've played well recently. So, I mean, credit to them. Still 5 games below .500. But in the East, that'll get you the 10th spot and a chance at the 9th spot.
Yeah.
And they might catch Charlotte. They're only a game and a half behind them. So they've got a shot to climb up even further. And maybe, well, that would mean a road game against Boston right now or Miami because they're pretty close. But, I mean, Russ is doing his thing. And the Wizards
Russ never backs down. He always goes hard. Like, Russ is a generational player from a standpoint of he could play in any generation of ball. Bob Cousy short dribble, where you got way low to the ground and you dribbled 100 miles an hour as fast as you could. Russ kind of plays that way already.
But he switches hands.
That's the difference. Yeah. He can dribble with his left hand.
Say, look at Bob Cousy, kids. Twirling circles around the defenders for the Cincinnati Redmen or Redlegs. Redmen probably would have been a name back then. Yeah, probably would have been a name back then. Right. Say, look at him go, kids. He's dribbling for 78 straight seconds. No, there's no shot clock. The Celtics won again as they defeated the barbers and the highwaymen and the men who did the roofing. It wasn't even roofing back then. You did your own roofing. And who fixed fence, the farmers. They defeated the farmers from Syracuse.
61-27 as the teams stay exactly the same for the next 10 years and the Celtics win every single year because there's no free agency, there's hardly any teams, and most guys are fixing fence and tending to cattle except for Bob Cousy with his right-hand dribble. And hey, kids, that's Tom Heinsohn. He once ate 10 buckets of lobsters. Can you believe it? His cholesterol sky high, but he grabbed 11 rebounds.
There weren't 11 shots in the game.
I know.
Grabbed 4 rebounds. He set a new NBA record.
Bob Cousy dribbled for 5 straight minutes. He dribbled out the clock in the final quarter.
There was an hour delay because we couldn't find another peach basket.
Somebody broke the basket.
Carmelo moved into 10th place all time on the NBA scoring list.
Product of shooting a lot and being around a lot, particularly later in his career.
Yeah.
So, 10th. I mean, Melo is a Hall of Famer,
of
I guess.
It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's clearly a Hall of Famer.
No, he's clearly a Hall of Famer. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. But honestly, how many playoff appearances has Melo been in?
Well,
how many
did he get in with quite the Knicks? A bit. I mean, he just doesn't, you know, win series or anything. I mean, he's with the Nuggets. They consistently made the playoffs.
But what about with the Knicks?
The Knicks, remember he got blocked by Al Horford? And you might not remember it, but that was a second round series. They had actually won a first round series, and Al Horford stuffed them at the rim to change the complexion of the series. I think they lost in 6. He got bounced in the first round by the LeBron led Heat, I think, once when he was with the Knicks. They made the playoffs, but he didn't do anything.
No, they never did anything. He's making it. Never been a big fan.
Don't fight it.
I've never been a big fan either, but he's a lock.
Yeah.
I mean, all the numbers are there. He's an absolute lock. But yeah, when you – everywhere he's been, he hasn't – it just hasn't felt like a big impact. The Denver team had a chance to be –
yeah,
the best team in the West. They were really good.
They're in the conference finals, I think.
And they were.
And then they were pushing the Lakers and threw away inbounds pass that changed the game, and they lost that series. Yeah.
Was it Kenyon, Chauncey?
It might have been that combination.
No, it was. I'm pretty sure it was Kenyon, Chauncey.
It was the 2009 Nuggets, and they played the Lakers in that conference finals.
Wait, that was 2009?
Yes. They lost.
I thought it was even earlier than that.
They lost to the Lakers 4-2 in the conference finals. They had won 54 games that year. The Lakers were a dominant force. They won 54 games and finished 11 games behind the Lakers. So they were the 2 seed and got to a conference final. That's the most playoff success he's had.
All right. You want to talk some Rockets basketball on the other side?
What would you like to discuss?
Nah. I'm just joking. I'm just saying. Let's talk about the Texans.
You want to talk about the Astros in New York?
We'll talk about Astros in New York. Right?
That's all we can get out of Texans draft. It's a snooze. Like the rest of the team, like the owner, the front office, the entire team, the marketing, the logo, the Toro, the song, it's a snooze. Everything about the organization is a gigantic snooze. And as a lifelong Houstonian, it's the biggest snooze of any sports franchise or any time in history that I recall. At least when the Oilers were bad, they had Dale Robertson getting pushed out of...
punched in the face by Dan Pastorini. Yeah.
Bigger snooze than those 300 lost seasons for the Astros?
No, that's
the worst. That was the worst news. Yeah. That was the worst.
But at least you could see light at the end of the tunnel. I see no light at the end of this tunnel.
Oh, yeah, there will be. I'm going to tell you...
No, but I can't see it because there's no George. Who's your George Springer? John Singleton. Who's your John Singleton?
Well, I'm going to tell you who it is. Who? It's going to be what you get for Deshaun, and you know what? Their next two drafts are going to be. It's going to be going the exact opposite. This was so boring. This draft, when you got 2 first rounders next year, and possibly 2 second rounders next year, plus you're going to have first rounders, possible multiple first rounders the year after. Now all of a sudden you're going to be excited about this team.
Yeah, particularly when they don't have to trade up minutes before they need to because they have all the picks.
So he's got to wait for 3 terrible seasons?
No. Next year. Next year, you're going to have multiple first rounders.
But then how long does it take to develop those guys?
Well, not long. They're going to be high first rounders.
Like the Raiders had when they had their 3 firsts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Cleveland Farrell?
Yeah, they're doing great.
Cool.
They're doing great.
You mean like that extra first round?
Oh, really?
Like
Aaron Rodgers wants to go there. How's that? Does Aaron Rodgers want to come here?
Sure, no. He wants to go there.
Yeah, he does. That's sure one of his spots.
Anywhere but Green Bay is his approach at this
point. No, that's one of his spots.
It's one on the list. The Dolphins are apparently on the list. The Broncos, just get him out of there is what
you want. Yeah, you know who's on the list? You made the list, buddy, because of your attitude with HRP. That's where you made the list, okay? HRP.net. If you've got a bad attitude at work, you need HRP. That's right. HRP will come in. They'll take care of Lance. Don't worry about it. He's going to be called to Laura Beaver's office anytime now. Here's the deal. Is if you're looking for the best way to take care of problem employees, like this one, then all you got to do is call HRP, 281-880-6525. No, seriously, it is a problem. HR can be a problem, and HRP solves those problems. They're great people. You will love it, and what you're going to love best is that you're actually saving money. Now, the other payroll companies are like, well, look, our payroll's so much. Look, it's cheaper over here. Yeah. But then you have to take their insurance package. You have to take their 401k package. You have to take all of their packages, their benefits packages. And you're like, hey, this isn't cheaper. What are you talking about? This is a lot more expensive. And guess who's making all the money? Them. HRP doesn't handle that. What they do is they give you a bunch of options for your 401k, for your insurance. They are in the HR and payroll business. That's what they do. And in the long run, you're saving money. This is the way this business goes. Trust HRP. We do. We love them. You will too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Real fun sports.